do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, November 26, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Following along the lines of lame duck session, one of the things that is being talked about is the potential during this lame duck session that perhaps something that's been a package in the works for a long time may actually be pushed by Senator Stephanie Chang of Detroit. She's stating that this lame duck session is a chance to really deliver, quote unquote, long-awaited reforms. We need to look at and make sure that we are improving police practices and that we're building community trust. I think it's really important to point out that there is a lot of communities of color that recognizes that this is a very big top priority that needs to get done. What is she talking about? Police accountability. This is a package of bills that she's been working on that she feels is very important and something that needs to be done during this lame duck session. Given her bill's support coming from the governor's Black Leadership Advisory Council, the Michigan Legislative Black Caucus, the chair of the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety, said it's really important to ensure that we are delivering results for folks who have been consistently calling for changes for a very long time. These bills have been mentioned during a Black Legislative State of Emergency gathering that included former Detroit legislators and many Black community activists and leaders. While the days of the Michigan Democratic trifecta are quickly ending, as the Republicans won a 58-52 seat majority in the State House on November 5th. The Detroit event criticized rumors of some Democratic lawmakers threatening not to come, not even to show up in December for the lame duck unless certain bills are put forward and voted on. The attendees emphasized that the Black voters have been waiting for the start of the 2023 criminal justice and police reform bills, and we want it done now. Former State Representative Harvey Santana, while at the event in Detroit yesterday, spoke and said, get up and go fight. Don't give up. Don't tell me that the convenient reason to switch is because you can't get an amendment to your bill or whatever they are trying to use to trade bait for support of these bills. Santana's been advocating particularly for a proposed productivity credit system, giving certain inmates access to be considered for early parole. He said Detroiters love their police, but want to drop the tough on crime narrative in exchange for let's be smart on justice. He said it's been frustrating watching this upcoming lame duck session unfold. The Detroit event concluded with keep it real, pass the bills. Well, here's the background. 2 weeks ago, basically, on November 13th, Democrats, along with Republican Senators Ruth Johnson and Ed McBroom, introduced this term's police accountability package. Among multiple reforms, the legislation creates new restrictions around, quote, no-knock, end quote, warrants, sets up protections for filing police misconduct complaints, and enshrines de-escalation and crisis intervention training into state law. During the 2021-22 legislative term, while Republicans held the majority in both legislative chambers, Senate Republicans and Democrats came together to introduce and hear testimony on a very similar 12-bill package. Also, earlier in 2020, Republicans oversaw the passage of bills to insert de-escalation, implicit bias, and mental health-focused training standards into law. Both a House bill and a Senate bill passed unanimously in the respective chambers, but neither were approved in the other chamber. One passed in the House, one passed in the Senate, but when they sent them over to the other chambers, they went nowhere. Well, this year, they've got a new set of bills, Senate bills 1091 and House bill 6117. This would order law enforcement agencies to continuously review and, when necessary, update policies that ensure officers are actively minimizing risk of serious bodily harm and death when handling individuals. Senate Bill 1092, making behavioral health screenings part of an officer's legal required training, as well as putting de-escalation, crisis response, procedural justice, and implicit bias instruction standards into our state laws. These bills have been opposed by the Michigan Commission on Law Enforcement Standards, the MCOL's personnel, who want the commission to maintain its own autonomy for them to be able to prescribe and modify their training standards. We don't need legislative statutes telling us how to do our jobs, said President of MCOL's Philip Johnson. Well, because of success similar proposals had in 2020, Chang, the senator from Detroit, said in her mind, there's no reason why we shouldn't pass these by the end of the year. given what we know about this really important profession and given what we know about various situations that have happened, we think it's really important that these training bills get across the finish line. Another couple of different bills, Senate Bill 1093 and House Bill 6119, mandate that if an officer witnesses a colleague using excessive force against someone, they must intervene once it's safe and feasible to do so. The officers also would have 72 hours to report what they observed to an immediate supervisor. Okay. You know what that's called in law enforcement? Being a snitch. You're basically going to have a partner or another officer on the scene, and in their opinion, you're using excessive force. Well, they're going to report it now to this immediate supervisor. Another couple of bills, Senate Bill 1094, House Bill 6118, will outlaw unannounced police entries unless doing otherwise holds imminent danger to their lives. If there's evidence that the occupant is anticipating the warrant, or if an announcement would inhibit the crime investigation. Furthermore, the bills advise that unannounced warrants must take place between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. No more of these early morning or late night raids, if you will, on our citizens. Another package of bills, Senate Bills 1095 and 1096, along with their companion House Bills 6113 and 6114, makes intentionally not activating a body-worn law enforcement camera $500 fine, 90-day misdemeanor, and makes it a $1,000 two-year felony to knowingly deactivate a camera during excessive force incidents. Body cams now basically need to be on at all times. Finally, Senate Bills 1097, 1098, companion House Bills 6115, 6116 deal with separation records, requiring MCOLs to detail disciplinary problems within the police departments. These package of bills supported by Michigan sheriffs and the police chief associations. Chang says now is the time for us to pass these bills. So this is other legislation they're considering in the lame duck. How do you guys feel about that? Do we need to put more restrictions on law enforcement? Officer Rick, if you're listening, I'd like some feedback from you. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 818-8349.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Officer Rick, while being a school cop down in Genesee County today, listening to the show, the whole purpose of MCOLS is to set training standards and track bad officers. Agencies are required to report officers' separation from the department and why. Fire, quit, etc. But now we need a bill to tell me that it's okay and that I must report another officer for excessive force. WTF. And you know what that stands for. It's what these bills are basically saying. This is something that this particular senator from Detroit says is a major problem in her district. Being from Detroit, an entire 12 package of bills, 12 separate bills, both in the Senate and the House, tie barred together. They even go so far in the last set of bills, Senate Bill 1100 and House Bill 6120, that would not give law enforcement officers any cover if they lie during an internal investigation. Keep misconduct complaints against law enforcement officers anonymous. So basically, anybody can file a complaint without their name being attached to it. Well, it's pretty interesting that this is coming up in the lame duck session. And the people that were at this press conference, when they presented these package of bills to be presented for consideration in the upcoming lame duck, Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people at the microphone standing down in the building in Lansing. Every single one of them black. Now, I'm not saying that they don't have a reason to be concerned about their community interacting with law enforcement. They totally have the right to do that. But specific examples that they are putting forward as justification, just last week, November 21st, a Warren police officer was charged with two counts of manslaughter with a motor vehicle and a third charge for allegedly driving his speeding patrol vehicle without a siren or emergency lights when it struck an SUV, injuring 34-year-old Cedric Hayden Jr. of Warren and killing DeJuan Pettis of Detroit, 33. Their statement at the podium, not all officers are terrible. Some of them are doing good work, and we need to respect and honor them and give them props for what they do. But in reality, even these good officers are afraid to report what's going on day to day within their own police departments. When they see bad behavior, they need to report it. This is a problem, and this is something we finally have to address. And it looks like it's going to be taken up here in the lame duck. The latest interim Detroit Police Chief, Todd Bettison, had been one of the main people, law enforcement, who's endorsed the package of bills. He said in an opinion piece that the police reform bills are essentially already existing in the Detroit Police Department. We have them in our policies, procedure, and practices manual. So I don't have a problem turning them into state law. Every other law enforcement agency in the state should adhere to what we are already doing in Detroit. So we'll see where this goes. This lame duck session, folks, I told you this was going to be a wild and crazy ride. So these groups are coming up with their package of bills. Matt Hall came up with his proposed road funding proposal. This Detroit senator bringing up her police accountability bills. Many others. As they come in, we will report them to you guys. Pretty interesting developments going on. I don't understand why Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House, when he brings Senate Majority Leader, I don't know why they haven't already come out with their list and say, guys, when we get back on Tuesday, a week from today, this is what we're going to do. At least give the legislators a heads up. Maybe they're afraid that it'll be leaked out to the news. So be it. Let us, the people, know what's going on, what you plan to do. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15.